that many of our youth are gone today to one place or another. We have some folks who are down at a Synod-wide youth event called Spring Into Action, and they're down actually in Williamsburg County, where you do so much work, and this Synod-wide event is down there doing some, what did you say, house repair and a children's activity yesterday and stuff. So they're down there. Bill Neumeyer's down there with them. And so anyway, that's where they are. And then we have some other youth who, you know, it's a tough job to be a youth in this church. They headed to the beach, you know. But they left early this morning so that on their way, they're able to stop by Tom Mitchell, who was our field worker last year to his church. Where he was actually preaching today. So they'll be going to his church where he's preaching and then spending the rest of the day at the beach. I'm going to tell Sarah you missed her. Because Sarah's not here because that's where she is. So anyway, Steve Summer wanted to talk about the Belk charity sale. There you are. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. While we're having people talk, Shannon Smith wants to talk about Family Promise. Thank you, Shannon. The board is out there in the narthex for sign-ups and all that as well. Yeah. And you're all challenged to memorize scripture as well as Shannon just did. Finally, I'll just remind you of our Speaking of Faith this Wednesday night is our last Speaking of Faith for our spring season. Reverend Ron Brown will be here. He's walked from Columbia to Greenville and from Columbia to Charleston, raising money for safe water and safe water awareness, and he's going to come talk about that. Ron is also a guitarist and writes some songs and stuff, and he's bringing his guitar and going to sing and encourage us to sing. And so I look forward to all this as we learn about safe water and enjoy some time with him as well. So that's Wednesday at 6:45 right here. Not here in the small fellowship area. But anyway. I think that's it. So Jim, would you let us prepare for worship?
Thank you.
rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit we may know goodness and peace. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
loves us very much. And I thought, I don't know if you were here a couple of Sundays ago, but Lenny told me that she was practicing some sign language, and I thought, you know what? Well, I'm going to show you how Jesus loves me, and Jesus loves you. And sign language again, we get that way. And Jesus, you touch the palms of his hands, because remember he died on the cross for us. And it's Jesus, his name's love.
A reading from Acts. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying. And in a trance, I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, "Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter, and he will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved." And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord and how he had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The story is told of an elderly couple who lived together in a nursing home. Though they had been married for 60 years, their relationship was filled with constant arguments, disagreements, and shouting contests. The fights didn't stop even there in the nursing home. In fact, the couple argued and squabbled from the time they got up in the morning until they went to bed at night. It became so bad that the nursing home threatened to throw them out if they didn't change their ways. Even then, the couple couldn't agree what to do. Finally, the wife said to her husband, "I tell you what, Joe, let's pray that one of us dies. And after the funeral is over, I'll go live with my sister." We live in a world of conflict and division, and far too often our solution is to find some way to get rid of the problem. Our world is divided in so many ways. You know it. You're inundated with it. We have presidential candidates urging us toward division. We have people who kill and maim in the name of religion. We have issues of race, wealth, gender, and class that divide us and seem so prevalent no matter where we turn in our society. We live in a world of suspicion, fear, and anxiety. And if somebody is different than we are, then they are wrong. So let me say it plainly.
God doesn't like it. That's not how things are supposed to be. That's not how God wants it. A young rabbi found a serious problem in his new congregation. It seemed that during the Friday service, half the congregation stood for the prayers and half remained seated, and each side would shout at the other, insisting that theirs was the true tradition. Nothing the rabbi said or did helped solve the impasse. So finally, in desperation, the young rabbi sought out the synagogue's 99-year-old founder. He met the old rabbi in his nursing home and poured out his troubles. "So tell me," he pleaded, "was it the tradition for the congregation to stand during the prayers?" The old rabbi looked back and said, "No." "Well," responded the younger man, "then it was the tradition to sit during the prayers." The old rabbi answered back, "No." "Well," the young rabbi responded, "what we have right now is complete chaos. Half the people stand and shout at the other half who sit and scream." "Ah," said the old rabbi, "that was the tradition." Sometimes it seems that the squabbles that divide us are just that silly. We live in an us versus them and I'm right world. And that's not so far removed from what was going on in the early church either. Maybe you were confused by our first lesson today, that story of Peter and some weird dream with animals and heading off to somebody's house. But you see, in the very early church, most people thought that the message of Jesus was for the Jews only. After all, Jesus had been a Jew, and he preached and taught to Jews, so everyone thought that the gospel was just for the Jews. But then Peter gets this dream, and in this dream, all sorts of animals that were considered unclean and forbidden for a normal Jew to eat were shown to Peter three times. And each time he was told to eat, and when he refused, God said, "Don't turn away from what I have made clean." So Peter learns that the old things that divided his people from other people were no longer the standard. He learned that the gospel message was open and given to everyone. And right after that, he was invited to go to a Gentile's house. Now, any self-respecting Jew wouldn't go into a Gentile's house. But fresh off of his dream, Peter goes, and he witnesses God's Holy Spirit poured out on them just the same as it had been given to those who had been Jews and who had come to believe. And what Peter learned was this. He learned that the things that unite us as God's children are much more than the things that divide us. And in our world today, that's a pretty powerful message for us to hear. In just a few minutes, Jim is going to introduce us to a new hymn. The name of it is, "O Praise the Gracious Power," and it's worth paying attention to. So let me invite you to get out your hymnal just a moment early. And if you would open it up to hymn 651. It's hymn 651. And follow along as I read these amazing words. "O praise the gracious power that tumbles walls of fear and gathers in one house of faith all strangers far and near. We praise you, Christ, your cross has made us one. O praise persistent truth that opens fisted minds and eases from their anxious clutch the prejudice that binds. O praise inclusive love encircling every race, oblivious to gender, wealth, to social rank or place. O praise the word of faith that claims us as God's own, a living temple built on Christ, our rock and cornerstone. Oh, praise the tide of grace that laps at every shore with visions of a world at peace, no longer bled by war. Oh, praise the power, the truth, the love, the word, the tide. Yet more than these, oh, praise their source. Praise Christ, the crucified. Oh, praise the living Christ with faith's bright, songful voice. Announce the gospel to the world and with these words rejoice. We praise you, Christ. Your cross has made us one. It's a powerful hymn, a hymn that calls us to look beyond our fears, anxieties, and prejudices. It calls us to open our closed and angry minds to each other, to realize that God loves us all, no matter our race, class, gender, or nationality, and more, to know that God claims us all as his own and that we are brothers and sisters in God's love. We are called to build bridges that bind, not dig ditches that divide. You know how the world is. Let's make it like God wants it to be. His cross has made us one. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the world. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God, you bind your people together as one. In the face of a world divided, unite us, that we may proclaim mercy and peace and live in your love. Lord, in your mercy, architect of life, we are your own living stones. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lead us in lives of grace for each other, concerned more for each other than we are for ourselves. Use us as your bricks to build your kingdom here and now. Lord, in your mercy, God of forgiveness, in the face of a world broken and torn, you bid us to pray for our enemies. Instill in your people the ability to speak the truth in love and to forgive those who have wronged us. Help us always to find the way to live together in peace. Lord, in your mercy, God of nurture and care, you answer our cries for help and understanding. Feed the hungry, strengthen the suffering, comfort the bereaved, and heal burdened bodies and troubled hearts. Strengthen and bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, living Lord, you are our way, our truth, and our life. Bring us with all who rest in you to the place prepared for us in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God,
ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings.
As you have raised us to new life in Christ,
give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who, living among us, healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death, gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you make your home with us, bringing heaven to earth in this holy meal. Fill us with your Spirit as we go from here, that we may wipe away tears, tend to those in mourning and pain, seek the healing of the nations, and bring to earth the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.